You know, a lot of businesses have changed a lot over the last three or four decades, but I think the advertising and the media business has changed about as much as anything. Ken Luce has been in it for a very long time, and for the last dozen years or so, has been the founder CEO of LDWW, which I'll let him explain what that means. But he's in all sorts of advertising and marketing, and he joins us right now. Congratulations on lasting 30 years.
Well, David, much like the media business, the advertising and marketing business has been transformative, and we're doing it together.
Yeah, it really is. You're playing it by the seat of your pants, I think. But I mean, when you started out, you were buying print ads and television stations that saturated markets and that sort of thing. So where do you get the word out now?
Well, now everything everybody wanted in the future 30 years ago is here. Everybody always said, how do we prove advertising works? And with data and digital marketing today, we know who is looking at ads. We know who is responding. We can figure out who's buying. It has changed the business substantially. And no more fax machines, even better.
I remember trying to find somebody else who had a fax machine when I had one of the first. Well, look, you bring it up. So let me jump to that topic. I want to go back to, you know, some of the media and the message. But the state of Texas just got $1.4 billion out of Google because for this very reason, that they're following people and they know where you go and where you shop and what you're looking at online. And they're saying it's eavesdropping.
Well, but most people opt in, David, and most people know that that's what search is for. Most people understand it today. Most people accept it. Now, again, that's why you give people the legal right to opt out of messaging or opt out of certain things in search. And there are ways individuals can do it, but most people find it a convenience that you can give them the data they want when they want it.
Yeah, and you're right. You're right. There's pop-ups that allow you to opt out. They have become, you know, more ubiquitous. But let me go back to the message. So I'm looking at some of your clients, and you've got a lot. But, you know, I think of Carnival Cruise Lines, for example. Carnival Cruise Lines, my guess is, aiming at the high end, you're going after baby boomers. And if you're going after baby boomers, you're probably not going to get them on Facebook or Instagram. How do you get to them?
Well, I mean, you still have traditional media. You still have radio. You still have TV. You have in stadium. Everything's by audience today. Even if you look at cruising, only 4 or 5% of the population in America have gone on a cruise. And what you're looking at is repeat cruisers, new people to the industry. And as it grows, the whole industry today is built on giving people the information the way they want it. Somebody might want a text, somebody might want an email, somebody might want Facebook, and people are still watching TV.
And part of the challenge in advertising, as I've always seen it, is getting people off the couch. Because otherwise, you just sit there and you read or watch television or chat, but you got to get them up, get them going.
You do have to get them up and get them going, and you need to engage with them to the standpoint of that they want the product or they want to travel or they want to go somewhere. But also you have a captive audience. I mean, the computer and phone and all the ways we talk to people today, you have a captive audience 24/7 in some ways to sell your product or get a message out or fix a problem. It's a transformative, the industry is transformative today on how we can sell.
And again, going back to a lot of your clients, I mean, WinStar World Casino and Resort, it's got to be an enormous account. But it's sort of a regional account, isn't it?
It is regional. It's fun, obviously, because you have entertainment, hotels, golf, casinos. But it is regional. But we're talking about a region that is growing as the four of the top five DMAs are within an hour and a half, 2 hours of WinStar today.
But do they pick you because you're regional? Because your roots are here?
Because we're here. We know Texas. We know Oklahoma. We know the Southwest. And again, when you're looking at just, say, Dallas, Fort Worth, Grayson, and Cook, with the growth there, talking 2,500 people a day moving into this market, to get people to drive an hour. If they want a casino experience, we're offering them a world-class casino experience.
Well, and remarkable entertainment. I can't believe some of the entertainers that they get at WinStar.
And again, if you want to go to a concert only, it's there.
Yeah.
If you want to go to a spa, a hotel, golf, it's a Vegas experience as close to being in Vegas as you can get today.
So for the last, is it dozen years you've had LDWW?
We're in our 14th year now, David.
14th year. So
Yeah.
tell them why it's called LDWW.
Well, I left big holding companies, and it was a commodity business, and that's where it's going. That's fine with people. But we wanted to be different, and we talked about how it would be different. And LDWW means Leo Durocher was wrong. Leo Durocher said, "Nice guys finish last," and we're out to prove that good people can do good work with good clients. I've had a CEO say, "That's what it means, so I guess I'm not an a-hole as a client." And it's right. And we have let go of clients if they weren't the right kind of client to work with. And it's nice in this market to do that, but I didn't want it to be my name. I wanted it to be about the work, and that's what we named it.
And it is certainly catchy. I mean, you know, once you know it, you can't forget it. So tell me what's fun about your business. What's the most fun that you think you've ever had on a campaign?
The most fun I've ever had is really almost on a daily basis, and it's not a marketing BS line. This industry has kept me very engaged and very young, just like the changes in yours. Every day is different. Every day is a different challenge. Every day there's new technology. Have I had fun? Yes. I mean, I can go back to the day of working on the team that had George Clooney with the concierge key card and being in the movie and product placement, or Howie Mandel in a toll booth. But the fun today with influencers and what we get to do, it is just exceptional.
How do you keep up with the opportunities? Do you hire young people or do you really keep up with all this stuff?
Both, that you have to have people who understand how to use the technologies and who engage with it. I might be better on Facebook or Instagram, and they might be better on TikTok and all the others. Of our 60 employees, 40% are under the age of 35, maybe even more today. And they have talents that I would never have. And that helps change and keep you going because we have to be able to do that for clients.
You've been through a lot of cycles. I mean, we've had everybody thinks, you know, we've Texas is booming and DFW is booming, but we've had some terrible cycles. I mean, the real estate market crash of the 80s and the end of the world. It was in 08 and 09 that we just barely escaped. And there are lots of them along the way. Your business is cyclical, isn't it? Big cycles.
It's big cycles, and we're kind of in one at the moment with the tariff conversation, because when CEOs and CFOs get nervous and get anxious, the first inclination is let's cut marketing budgets, because that's easy to do. But in essence, and we have clients who are doing the complete opposite right now, they're spending into what might be a weak economic market to grow market share and do it more cost effectively while the others aren't. But we're in one right now. The market is weak because of the talk in Washington, not the policy, but just the talk.
So is it the uncertainty and they're just pulling off to the sideline?
Absolutely. When you have uncertainty, and it's any industry, CEOs and CFOs, they have to deliver, especially public companies, on a quarterly basis. They're anxious. They don't want to necessarily spend every dollar. And right now, they're really prolonging the decision instead of cutting. But the ones who are spending are really growing.
You know, in tough economic times, I can see trying to save money, but you know, this would be like Abby Halliday not putting signs out in front of houses for sale. I mean, the whole idea of marketing is to drive business, and if you cut back on your marketing budget, you're not going to drive any business.
You're not going to drive business. You're not going to get sales. But again, if it's discretionary spending, that's where they always go. I had dinner with a CFO friend the other night, and he said, "Oh, I'd cut marketing." I'm like, "Why?" And when you get down to it, it's not what you need to do. And the Abby Halliday is a good example. Real estate sells in good and bad markets. So does your product if it's good. And right now, the consumer is still spending. And that's what companies have to remember is consumers are still spending, even when they're uncertain. They're getting tight, but they're still spending.
You know, I can tell from your voice, this is still a fun business for you, isn't it?
David, I have more fun than I know what to do with. If you had told me when I started with Lanier Timberland in 1996 that I would be sitting here today having so much fun, I would never have believed you. This business is wonderful. It keeps you growing. It keeps your mind going. And again, what's the next 10 years going to be with technology and AI?
Yeah. I think, in fact, I remember you in 1996. You guys were working with American Airlines back then.
Worked for American Airlines for years. I learned a lot from Mike Gunn and Robert Crandall and Don Carty and learned how to have a business and learn how to run a business and learn how to sell and learn how to watch every penny.
Ken Luce is the founder of LDWW, which you now know what that stands for. Look forward to talking to you over the next 14 years.
Well, David, I hope we're both doing this in another 14 years because it's fun and it keeps people informed, and this is a really good market, and appreciate what you do for the media market and the businesses in Dallas-Fort Worth.
Well, I'll keep doing it. In my case, I need the money, but that's me. That's Ken Luce. For more of our conversation, go to krld.com/CEO. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.